Given to Cast is a podcast dedicated to the fans of Pearl Jam. It is in no way affiliated with the band, their record label, or any other source. The use of this podcast and its contents are to be used for personal use only. Do not distribute this or any materials, as it is unlawful. Given to Cast is not responsible or liable for any wrongdoing by any individual.
Thank you.
Mike McCready. Lee Bear. Stone Glasser. Jeff Emmett. Matt Carey. Pearl Jam Blues.
Pearl Jam is cool. Pearl Jam is cool. Pearl Jam is cool.
Hey, all you Pearl Jammers, this is Todd, Dave, Craig, Ray,
and Nick.
From 10. Welcome to Given to Cast.
Hello again, everybody. It's Mario Aguilar with Given to Cast. I bet you guys didn't expect to hear me again this week, but here I am. I wanted to do a special episode. We'll call it episode 16. It's an interview with the band 10. It's the cover band, Pearl Jam cover band, that's going to be playing tonight, if you listen to this on Friday, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at the Red Star Tavern And they'll be doing two benefit shows, actually one before the show and one after the show. Of course, Pearl Jam is starting off their second leg in Pittsburgh tonight, and wanted to get this interview in there to help promote the cause and what they're trying to raise money for and their benefit concert this evening. But we wanted to just get straight to the interview, and so here you go, guys. It's an interview with the band 10. Okay, guys, it's time for our interview with 10, a Pearl Jam tribute band. And the guys in the band are Nick, he's the lead vocals. Dave, he's on guitar. Craig, he's on guitar as well. Todd, he plays bass. And Ray is the percussionist. And we're here talking with them. Hope you guys are doing okay. I know y'all going to do a show here pretty soon, in a few minutes here. But I appreciate you guys taking the time to do the interview with me. First, I want to ask you guys, as we all know, that... Pearl Jam has opened up their second leg of their tour in Pittsburgh, and you guys are doing a benefit show at the Red Star Tavern in Pittsburgh to benefit CCFA. Can y'all tell me a little bit about what y'all are doing with that and with the organization?
Crohn's Colitis Foundation, a charity that's very near and dear to the heart of Mike McCready. So we've hooked up with those folks. They're a great bunch of people, and we brought them in, and we're going to help with a benefit show tomorrow night from, well, actually tomorrow afternoon, a pre-show from 4 to 6 before the Pearl Jam concert. So we're going to do that from 4 to 6. They've got some raffles. They've got some signed memorabilia from the band. I know McCready's actually been really good about offering up his time and effort for the cause, and I know they've got a lot of really interesting things that they're going to be raffling off. So we're going to do a little set, let them do their thing as well. Then we're all going to venture up to Mellon Arena, catch the boys in action, and then we're going to swing back to the Red Star for a post-show party, which is going to be quite a blast, from 12 to 1. I know there are a ton of 10 clubbers in town, and you know, a lot of folks that are traveling into Pittsburgh to catch the first show of the second leg, so we're going to try and make them remember Pittsburgh for the best Pearl Jam party they've ever had.
Since you guys are playing two shows on Friday, can you tell me if y'all going to switch up the sets a little bit? Do the fans have something to look forward to as far as different songs on each show?
7 months ago, I came in and I told them, you know, the set list, you know, had to be a Pearl Jam set list, you know, because you see Pearl Jam, they do different stuff, they open up with different songs, and we kind of do that now. We kind of mix up every weekend, we make up a different set list, and that's how it's been since we've been together with these guys. It's been 6 months and having a great time, so...
Yeah, we pretty much pulled on over 50 tunes now, so this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get a chance to play essentially everything we know. We're playing tonight, too. So it's going to be three different shows on three different times over 2 days. So we're going to
play everything we know.
We're going to play every song that we know and maybe some that we don't.
Yeah, that brings up another question. Do y'all find any songs that Pearl Jam have that are hard for you guys to play or difficult for you guys to actually get down?
The hardest stuff to really capture the essence of is the stuff off the 10. Because there were just so many different things going on, and there's so much emotion and everything in those songs. To really capture them takes the most work. But I'll let everybody else give their thoughts.
I would agree with that. I think the other thing is capturing the feel of certain songs, even songs like Red Mosquito. There's just a certain vibe and feel with some of these songs. It is incredible when Pearl Jam plays them live, and we really try and strive for that. I think we do it well, and I think sometimes it takes a bit of practice to get to that level.
How about you, Nick? Is there any song that Eddie sings that's hard for you to get just right?
You know, part where he's going, I'm in hiding, and getting that high part out, it's tough on me, you know? I have a deeper voice, and, you know, I try, I'm working at it, but we're going to get it one day. But everything else that we do is kind of vocally, you know, pretty easy, you know? It's kind of standard. His voice has changed during the years. Like, on every album, he sounds completely different, and I think I do a good job of adapting to each of the albums and making the voice change. So that's a kind of difficult thing to do as a... you know, any better singer trying to get that down. And I think I do pretty well. I work really hard and I practice. So
if anybody comes to the shows this week, Request in hiding.
We're going to play a Leash show tomorrow night. So, I know a lot of people want to hear Leash, and Pearl Jam played it every show before. They played Leash like 6 times in a row. So, if people want to hear Leash, we're going to play it tomorrow. So.
Okay, guys, well, I got a listener's question from John C. from Rock Tavern, New York, and he writes, what's the best thing about being a Pearl Jam cover band?
You get out and you get to meet other people that are that into the band. And you know what? We're just doing what we do. It's more about meeting different people and, you know, giving people an opportunity to just, you know, celebrate the fact that they enjoy the Pearl Jam stuff. That's my thought. I'm gonna send it around the room, though.
I'd say the chemistry in the band. We play together. We are really close friends. Off the stage, and I think it strengthens our game on stage. We really focus on what we're doing, and we really are devoted to making the best show as possible with either 10 people or 500 people. You know, we still play to catch up. So that's how I feel about that. Well, they're having fun.
I'm having a blast.
So I wanted to ask you guys, what keeps y'all going as a band?
Pearl Jam writes a record like they did this past time. Kind of, I enjoy it and I want to play the tunes. And seeing that Matt Cameron's one of my favorite guys, I used to see him sing and play. And, you know, I think that since he joined the band has gotten way stronger musically. So you know, not only that they're all developing as better musicians, but having him in the band, and I think I've made a huge difference in that they sound and how they do things. So that's where I'm at with it. That's what keeps me interested, and you know, also they're all my boys here, and I like hanging out with them and kind of just having a good time.
Yeah, there's a personal thing that surrounds this whole group, and the music. I mean, my God, the Pearl Jam catalog is just incredible. An incredible amount of really well-written, musically good songs, and this last album, I think it blew all of our socks off, and that's really, like Ray said, is what part of keeps us going as a group.
And hopefully, we hope to attack the whole album by end of the summer. We're trying to get every song down, because it's so enjoyable listening to it. Everybody has their own personal favorite songs, and I think we're just going to get the whole thing done, so now people, when they request songs from the new album, they'll hear whatever they want to hear. So, that's our goal.
Now, how many songs from the new album do y'all got down?
Reprise, that's, would not be working. I kind of do an acapella, but it sounds pretty cool. You know, of course, World at Suicide. Gotta get that before it actually was released. And, Severed Hand, and, Gone. We just got that one done.
Awesome, that's great. So guys, I've been to your website, and I've noticed that y'all have revamped it here in the last week or so. And if you guys out there listening haven't been to it, it's www.tenband.com. That's TENBAND.com. And it's a pretty good site. It's got a lot of stuff on there, a lot of interesting things about the band and dates and even some audio you can download. But I was going to ask you guys, do y'all have full concerts on CDs or anything where we can actually purchase something like that?
We give everything away on the website, so we're working on some things where we're going to start putting more of the live shows up every day. To get to the new website, we just launched it this week. What we're trying to do with it is really make it more of a community environment, a place for Pearl Jam fans to hang out and you know, talk not only about 10, but also about the band themselves and about CTFA and anything that's related to the band. On there, you can find a lot of video stuff as well as audio. Fans are welcome to download any of that stuff and check it out, listen to it, burn CDs, whatever you want to do. Just enjoy the fact that we all enjoy that band, and that's what we're trying to do with that site.
You know, the one thing I noticed about you guys, and by talking to you guys right now and looking at your site, y'all are very giving people. Y'all really give back to the community and to your fans. I was wondering, since you do that like Pearl Jam does, give back to their fans and give back to the community, are y'all politically active as they are?
I realize that Pearl Jam is a band that has a lot of causes. And if you spend much time on the Pearl Jam website, you realize just how caring the people are, the fans of the band. when there's a cause to be fought for, when there's a missing person. We've got a Pearl Jam fan out there right now who's missing from Ohio. You realize that it's more than just about the music. And I think that's one of the special things about everybody in this band. I mean, we care about people. And if we can do what we're doing and make a difference, you know, we're all about that. That said, I think we've also got a lot of very diehard, you know, Democrats in the band. I won't speak for everybody. So I think, yeah, we have some similar political views, but I mean, when it comes down to the, you know, giving back to the community, charitable organizations, things like that, I think that's what we're trying to do. The merchandise that we're planning to put together is not merchandise that we plan to make any money off of. We've got some things planned. We just recorded a live DVD of the show. We did some audio things, some t-shirts, things like that, and our plan is to donate 100% of that to a couple of different organizations, one being the CCF. I also want to put a shout-out for Wishlist, or wishlist.org, which is a new site that our friend Foxy Mock from the site Laura created that is going to really present a lot of interesting things for the different charitable organizations. So that's pretty much where we're coming from. You know, we always say there aren't any rock stars in a tribute band, only fans of the band, and that goes a little bit further to say there's only fans in the community. So that's what we're trying to do. I'm not trying to make $1 million, and if we do make any, we're trying to give it back to the right people.
I also want to ask you guys, have y'all been approached by the band? Have y'all been contacted by the guys in the band or some people involved with the 10 Club? Anything like that?
There is a big scrapbook that they actually take, and you can donate a couple of bucks and sign a special message to the band. We've actually been invited to throw a couple of words down. We're going to do that and say, and, you know, thank you to those guys for all the music they've written and enabling us as well as all the fans of the band to have a good time. So that'll probably be our only contact that we know of, but you never know. Got an after show party tomorrow. Mike, if you're listening, come on out.
Me too. Yourself too.
Well, guys, I hate to burst a bubble here, but I don't know if these guys actually listen to this podcast, but I hope if they do, if somebody's actually listening out there, please, you guys go out there to that show. It'd be really, really cool. In any event, I wanted to ask you guys the atypical question I ask pretty much everybody. What's your favorite song and album? And y'all can kind of go around there and tell me.
Favorite song has to be actually Hard to Imagine. It's actually on the Chicago Kids soundtrack. My favorite song of all time.
Ray J. Fair Dune. Fair album.
It was my favorite record, I think. The new record's my favorite, and I would have to say Unemployable is my favorite song.
Wow. Cool. Gregor. Fair Dune. Fair album.
Favorite tune, probably Grievance, and I really like Binaural a lot. 10 also, but Binaural a little bit above that.
Davey.
I'd have to say Army Reserve from the new album, and before that, In the Moonlight.
I guess just thought. I guess I'm the only throwback. I'm still partial to Dan. Changed My World, and my favorite tune was before we started doing this. Probably still is Wishlist.
So one final question before I let you guys get to getting ready for your show tonight. Can you tell me what would you like your fans to remember you by? What do you want to be most remembered by as being in the band 10?
So emotional on stage. We get really into it, and, you know, especially me, I jump around as much as I can, and, you know, it's emotion that people see in a band. People start, you know, stomping their feet when they actually see band members moving, and they're having a great time. They can feel the energy. And I just feel like that this band, we have a lot of energy, and we sweat a lot, and we do sweat a lot, and we didn't have more talent on stage.
Especially Todd, our bass player.
Yeah, Todd's a big deal.
Bring the change,
close. But,
sometimes.
It's just getting into the music and feeling it, and that's what makes you a good tribute band, is actually feeling the music, and that's what I think we do really well. So, that's what I remember by.
Well, guys, I really want to thank you guys for taking the time to do this interview. I know y'all are pressed for time here, run up against the clock as far as you going on stage in a few minutes, and I appreciate you all taking the time to do this interview with me. And if you guys want to hit the show, or you're hitting the show at, in Pittsburgh, if you guys out there in Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas, if you're hitting the Pearl Jam show tonight, that's Friday, June 23rd, you can check out 10 at the Red Star Tavern before the show at 4 to 6 p.m. And then they're going to be heading to the show. And then after the show, you can go afterwards from 11:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. for an after-show party. And if you want more information about the show, you can hit their website at www.10band.com. You can get all the information about the band and about dates coming up in the future. And if you want some more information on the Colitis and Crohn's Foundation, you can check out their website at ccfa.org. That was an interview with the band 10. Well, in honor of what 10, the band is doing for the Colitis and Crohn's Foundation, we are going to play one of their songs, another song they have put on the website. And again, if you want to download these songs, you can do so for free on their website at www.10band.com. But in any event, I got one of their songs here. It sounds really, really cool, and they sound really, really close to Pearl Jam. It's almost amazing, the sound. But in any event, this is 10's rendition of Faithful. Here you go, you guys.
Dave, you ready to take this one off? Come upon listen. Voice inside, so drown out. Drowned you are. You are. You are a furry thing, and everything is you. Me, you, you, me. It's all related. What's a boy?
Well, you guys, I wanted to play one more song from the guys in 10, and so we're going to go ahead and play it. And this is I Got It, and it's a pretty good sounding. I mean, again, this is, they're just awesome. They're from the guitars to drums to the vocals. It's just awesome sound here. So if you guys can check them out in Pittsburgh tonight and donate to the CCFA benefit that they're having, it'd be really, really great to do that. And again, if you guys go to the show, it should be awesome. And I'm very envious of you guys, but if y'all go into both shows, their show and a program, that's just an awesome night y'all gonna have. So in any event, here we go. We're gonna play 10's version of I Got It.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the interview with the band Tan. And if you guys are again in the Pittsburgh area, do check out their show and tell them I sent you. There's awesome stuff that's going on there. They're raffling off memorabilia, and got a chance to put a message in a scrapbook that's going to be given to the band later that evening. If again, if you guys want any more information, you can hit my blog at givingacast.blogspot.com, or you can visit MySpace site at www.myspace.com/givingtocast. If you got any questions or comments you want to leave me, go ahead and send them to givingtocast@grandecom.net. And again, you guys stay tuned. On Sunday, we will be hitting the phones for our call out trivia contest to you guys. So y'all stay near your phones, your cell phones, your computers, whatever, and we will try to get you in on the contest. And if you want to be included in the list, you still can by sending me an email to givingtocast@grandecom.net. And also a little reminder, you guys, we will be taking Friday's off. I will be doing a podcast, but I will be gone on the 28th to the 10th of July. And again, we will be at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida from July 2nd to July 7th. And you guys can come up to me and ask just to introduce yourself and as a podcast listener. And if you're the first person to do so, I will throw you a t-shirt your way. And again, if you guys aren't the first one, still come up and talk to me, say hi. I'd really like to meet you guys if you are listeners to the podcast. And again, I want to thank you guys for bearing with me and listen to this interview. And again, if y'all want to donate to the CCFA, you can do that at ccfa.org, and you can find out organization near your location in your part of the country, or even if you're part of the world. And again, guys, thank you so much for taking a listen to this podcast, and we'll see you next week, and God bless.